AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Callum's just pulled his mic right to his face, so I feel like he's got something to say for the podcast.
Have you got something to say?
Well, I was just going to say, don't be giving out to us if there was no podcast on Friday.
We weren't here
on Friday.
No.
Yeah, it's not there. You don't want podcasted what was aired, believe me. Jamie and Faye were on. You wouldn't want that podcast.
I'd love to hear it.
We wouldn't do that to your ears. I'm joking. We love them.
I'd say they had great old crack.
I'd say they did, yeah. I'd say because do you know what was tough for them? They were up doing the show the night before. They were up till 10 and then they could go straight home.
Yeah. Oh, that was a thing, actually. I was, so on Thursday, we were at Fiona's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to come back to the office on Thursday night to get all my bags and stuff because I got changed in the office. You two went home.
Yeah.
And I came back into the office. And look at this ragtag. I was not expecting anyone to be in the office. This ragtag crew of people in the office at 10 o'clock at night, whilst I was not expecting to talk to anyone, and I didn't want to talk to anyone because I had a bit
around
to drink. Steve Kay.
No way. Oh, yeah. Sure, he's doing
at that hour.
Today FM 80s, no?
Matthew Matthews.
Yeah, of course. Sure, he works nights.
Ema and Jamie.
Yep.
But I just
makes
was.
I think they live here.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling
there's a whole that's the whole thing, you see. There's such a split between office hours. When I used to do nighttime radio,
nights people are weird.
Yeah, no we weren't.
Nights and weekends are
weird. I had your whole crew.
I was just young. That's all I was when I worked nights.
You were what?
I was young when I worked nights.
What's that mean?
He was just young.
I was just young. I wasn't weird. I was just young.
Ah, okay. But in the office around the time when you were on nights was an older man, wasn't there, in a different station called John. He was a nice guy.
He brought me
when I did the same show as you at nighttime. He brought me a KFC once, and that made
me his name was John O'Shea.
Yeah,
good man, but not the footballer.
No. Have a lovely day.
Yeah, it's Monday. Go enjoy. Hey, take on the week. You go and follow your dreams this week, and then next week chill out.
Oh, and go listen to Liveline at 1 o'clock today because it's the new Liveline.
Oh, is that the new Liveline?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. 515-51. Wash your Kieran Cuddihy.
David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. How are you? Hope you're in good form this morning. It is Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just Emma in the room, but Dave has arrived.
Hello, sorry, I was making tea. Good morning. How are
That's
we?
That's okay. That all came around very quickly this morning, whatever's
going
on.
I felt like it was as well. Well, to be honest, I'll tell you something. I wasn't really prepared for today's show.
That's okay, Dave.
I wasn't really prepared. And then I still have to make my tea.
Life comes at you fast. I was
Life
at the coffee machine.
Monday morning.
I was at the coffee machine about 4 minutes ago and it said 6:37.
Okay.
On the coffee machine.
Oh.
AM and I thought, Jesus, this morning's going slow. I've loads of time. And then I just heard Alex on the news and said, should we better get ourselves into the studio?
I was listening to him do the news and I was like, grand, he still has to do the sport. I have time to make tea.
Yeah.
Spoiler, I did not have time to make tea.
Well, you have tea and you were...
I have the milkiest tea.
Oh,
weakest
man.
Tea.
Here we go.
With no water in my hot water, in my bottle of water.
Go and get the water and let's get cracking.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
let's do that.
Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
I know spooky season is behind us, but think more of like the cosmos. You know, this is really just thinking about the moons and how they affect our mood, etc. And I'm talking about this because of the big old beaver moon that was hanging around last week. Have you been made aware of this at all? No, the beaver lad?
No,
the moon?
I have not. But I'd imagine Fiona Frawley would love this if she was here.
Yeah, it's actually, I feel like this is kind of wasted on you. But hey, maybe you listening are one of these people who says, guys, Mercury's in retrograde next week.
I do say
everything's
that.
Everything's a bit off right now.
When I've had like a really bad day, I'm like, oh, but it's fine because apparently Mercury's
in retrograde.
I say renegade. like renegade master.
Yeah. But basically, the one the other day was called the Beaver Moon. And when you look across the year, each big full moon of the month kind of gets its own name. So Beaver Moon is because beavers were preparing for the winter at this time of year. Then in December, not very imaginative from our ancestors, called the Cold Moon. Marks the cold, long nights of winter. Then on to January, it's the Wolf Moon, named for howling wolves during winter. Snow Moon in February. I suppose we do get a bit of snow sometimes around here. The worm moon is my personal
favourite.
I'd imagine
these are all kind of made somewhere in America, are they?
Yeah, but very much like our ancestors' ancestors. You know, this is way back when they were trying to
watch the
different moons and how they affect kind of what's going on at that time of year.
What time is it? Check the moon.
Check the moon. How big's the moon? Well, the groundhogs and earthworms come back. That's happening in around March. The pink moon is April after pink wildflowers. The list goes on. The book moon is a bit of crack. The book moon's in July when deer antlers begin to grow back. But I know, Dave, that you're a man who likes a bit of routine and you don't like anything too unpredictable.
No, not at all.
So I'd like to just walk you through what you might expect to feel over the next few months based on the different moons.
This is worse now because I will be expecting to feel these.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be like, I'll wake up on the day of the wolf moon and be like, oh no, I'm supposed to feel sad today.
Well, how about this? The beaver moon at the moment is still with us for the month of November. Do you feel that you're turning inward for winter and conserving extra warmth and energy? Have you taken to the bed?
I haven't. Have I taken to the bed? I love that. As if I'm 90. No, I haven't really done that yet.
Okay.
I've kind of still went hard.
Well, this isn't you at all because you're very in touch with your emotional side. But in December, apparently, some people may feel emotionally distant. Others feel peace in simplicity and togetherness. So look forward to that around.
Okay, great. Fantastic. I'd imagine when people hear that, they're like, oh, crap. I'd imagine for the people around me. They're more like, oh crap, it's going to feel like that.
I'm watching Maths at the moment and I've never heard so many people talk about the need for reassurance.
You're watching what?
Maths, Married at First Sight, Obsessed.
Okay.
So good, can't believe I've never watched it before. But I just need more reassurance, babe. Why are you not reassuring me, babe? Well, January is all going to kick off because in January, for the wolf moon, a heightened need for reassurance can bring introspection and emotional honesty, in relationships. Moving on to February, you're going to feel a bit emotionally withdrawn or tired then, darling. A good time for nurturing and gentle communication to strengthen bonds. We look on then to April. Things really kick off in the world of romance in the summer. Great for starting new relationships in April with the pink moon. Heightened affection and appreciation for partners in the flower moon. Have I lost the room?
Yeah, I'm gone. I hate this. I absolutely hate this.
Oh, I could talk about it.
If I was listening to this, I'd turn off.
My favourite people in the world are the people who say, and what's your star sign? And you say whatever. And you say, grand, but like, what day of the month is it? What moon?
Stop. No, they freak me out.
They're my kind of people. I could talk to them all day. They're interesting people.
They are interesting, but it would still be like, why do you want to know? What do you think about me?
Yeah, true.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Going on. There's a new movie out this week. It's called Die, My Love. And it's about a young couple, Grace and Jackson. They move to a house in the woods. They have a baby. And then Grace starts to lose her grasp on reality. Or some might argue, regain it. So that's the entire plot. Which does sound interesting. However, the plot could be terrible and I'd still want to watch it because the movie stars Jennifer Lawrence and Robert Pattinson.
I saw a lot of people saying this has been my dream casting, like is in to get the two of them together in a movie. For whatever reason, some fans have been into that idea for a long time.
I just like the two of them. They're just so... I think Jennifer Lawrence kind of started out as a bit like, you know, trying to be relatable a bit too much. And then she just kind of calmed down and now she's just sound.
Okay.
It just comes across. Like, I remember when she'd always be at like an awards show, she'd always be the one to be like, oh, I don't want to be her. I just want to eat pizza. And you're like, all right, cool. Like, but I think she's kind of stopped. And she said in an interview recently, she was a little bit like, yeah, I think I was just trying to impress people. I was just trying to make people like me.
She's a very cool gal.
She just is so cool now. I just really, really like her. And Robert Pattinson has always just seemed to be like the soundest, most... like I suppose approachable guy, like in terms of he wouldn't really want to talk massively about being famous or anything like that.
He wouldn't like to talk about being a vampire anyway, that's for sure.
I thought that as well, but the thing obviously for this movie that's just coming out, I think it's coming out on Thursday or Friday, the two of them have been promoting the film and Vanity Fair are obviously a company and they got them to do a lie detector test with each other, which I always love. You've seen a couple of celebrities do that, but these clips have been popping up everywhere for me and no matter what social media I'm on. So I thought I'd bring some of my favourite clips from their lie detector test, which by the way doesn't even feature that much in the clips. Like the lie detector doesn't actually feature that much. It's just mostly them chatting. Yeah. And I love them so much. So the first clip I have for you, Jennifer Lawrence reveals she has a secret life on TikTok.
I have like a secret life on TikTok. I get invites in the comment section. And one girl was like, how old are you? Get a life.
Oh, wow. Okay, so she's got one of those fake accounts.
She has one of those fake accounts, like a burner account, which is what, do you remember like Lord has one and she reviews onion rings on
it? Yes.
Yeah, on Instagram. So Jennifer Lawrence has a burner. So when you're fighting with your next person on TikTok, just remember, it could be Jennifer Lawrence.
Isn't it so funny that probably most celebrities do have like Finstas and stuff?
100%.
Yeah.
You'd have
just to kind of see what people are really going on about.
I remember interviewing Lewis Capaldi and I was just like, you must have like a Finsta. And he was just like, oh yeah. He was like, but it's just for family and friends. He was like, no one follow me on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you find it, which I always thought was interesting.
What would your Finsta name be? Would it have to just be so random and rogue? Would you just go for something like Adam?
Yeah, I always would think of Adam or Alan. Mm. I don't know why. It's always like my first go-to.
I'd always think Lauren.
Really?
Yeah.
Lauren is quite a basic name.
Yeah, it's good. It's not Lauren, so you're like, who's that?
Yeah, exactly. Next, we go on to Robert Pattinson fans should be happy when they hear this. Jennifer Lawrence asked him a very good question and his answer is very good. And then her response isn't great. How is it?
If they were going to direct a new Twilight, would you do it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't think you should, but okay.
And I can kind of understand where she's coming from because, like, he famously hates Twilight.
He doesn't like talking about it at all. And I'm surprised he was willing to do it again. The money must be running dry.
Well, he went on to basically say that he enjoys taking roles off young actors.
Oh, what a meanie.
Because he's obviously a little bit older now. Even though he's a little bit older, he is finding it tough to come to grips with reality.
Do you wish you were a Gen Z? You're not Gen Z, you're a millennial. No, you're a millennial. I believe that you believe that you're Gen Z.
I am Gen Z.
What year were you born?
It doesn't matter.
Leave me alone.
I really, really like that. Just for context, he was born in 1986.
Okay.
He is 39 years old.
Is he 39 now?
He does not look it, in fairness. No, he looks fantastic.
Such a babe. I fancied him so hard. I was always Team Edward. Always. I was never, ever, ever moved Team Jacob.
I don't know who could have been Team Jacob.
No
actually,
way.
We need to do that on the show at one point. Were you Team Jacob or Team Edward?
I actually can't get over it. I'd really judge someone for being Team Jacob.
Like, so would I, to be honest. But I would be interested to
hear. Say Loyal's the stalker vampire, guys.
And then lastly, Jennifer Lawrence is a bit jealous of Robert Pattinson for one main reason.
Is there a director who you'd never say no to?
Well, yeah, but he's never asked me to be in anything. Christopher Nolan.
He's pretty good.
Must be nice. Tell him I say hi.
I love Robert Pattinson. Look, he's pretty good. Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, he's pretty good. So yeah, they're promoting that movie. I would honestly watch them both. Watch Grass Grow, though. They are very cool, very bizarre, very funny.
Is all the rumors now? Is it two of them are getting off each other?
No. I think she is like a fella, and they're like right, they have a baby and all.
Yeah, he's gone out with someone really cool. Oh, Zoe Kravitz. No, she's with everyone. Now Harry Styles.
Nice.
Recharged. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona coming up on 7:45, and all this week we want you to win with Just Eat. We've prizes to give away thanks to them. They're actually bringing Craig David himself to Whelan's, if you don't mind. Craig David on Wexford Street. Tickets are free, but really, really limited. I think it'd be really hard to get your hands on them. You can get them from Eventbrite on Friday from 10 a.m, or you can just win them here and have it sorted.
Yeah, now on the night of the gate, they're going to be serving up food as well from two of Dublin's biggest food hotspots, Hawker by Hang Dai and Sano as well, which is pretty cool. A gig and some food, I'd be happy out. So every day this week, we got €200 to give away to spend with Just Eat. And then on Friday, one of our daily winners is going to win those pair of Craig David tickets at Whelan's. How good does that sound? Who have we got on to play?
This morning is Tara. Tara had a quiet weekend. Did you get up to anything at all? Or
I went shopping for Christmas.
Did you?
It was my mum's birthday, actually.
Oh, very nice. Where are you in the world this morning, Tara?
Just in Phipps. We're going to walk to work now.
Very nice. What do you do?
Walking to work. Well done, Queen.
I work in admin in the hospital.
Very nice. And are you going to listen to us the entire way to the hospital?
Well, you're still on at the moment.
I know, but are you going to listen when you leave the house?
I'll listen when I get to my desk.
Wow. Oh, wow. Wow. There is a whole period of time there where you're going to miss what's going on. What if it's the best part of the show, Tara?
I'll have to play back.
Do you not listen to on your headphones? On Spotify, I suppose, is it?
Well, I've no headphones with me today, so I have a short walk anyway.
So you're just listening to the world go by. Well, that's okay.
We don't mind. We'd listen to Spotify too. All right, Tara. So you have been entering to win that €200 Just Eat voucher and to get yourself those Craig Dave tickets at Whelan's, or in the draw for that. We asked you to finish the lyrics to a certain song.
Yeah, from Katy Perry. Let's just check if you got it right.
You're up and you're down.
Oh, that was gorgeous, Tara.
You absolutely stunning. Well done, girl.
So good, Tara. Congratulations. You have won that €200 Just Eat voucher. You're in that draw to win those Craig David tickets at Whelan's.
Unreal. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Tara. Thanks, Emil. Enjoy your stroll. Bye-bye.
Have a great day, Tara.
Bye-bye. We did say, you know, give this absolutely no effort. Don't even try to sing. Well, people really did try to sing.
Oh, did they?
These are some other entries.
You're up and you're down. You're in and you're out.
You're in and you're out. You're up and you're down.
In and you're out. You're up, then you're down.
Oh,
I do like the lack of effort, but that second one, I've never heard Katy Perry in a Dundalk accent. That was stunning.
I want to hear that again, sorry.
You're up and you're down, you're in and
back
you're
to front,
out.
But fine.
You're in and you're out, you're up and you're down.
You know what made it?
You're up, then you're down.
What made it more Dundalk is that you're in and you're out, so you are.
So yeah, perfect. If you would like to win with Just Eat, another chance to win on the show tomorrow, we'll do it at the exact same time, okay? Nice. No messing around.
I still love this song, do you know that?
It's beautiful.
I love it.
It is. Makes me sleepy, but it's beautiful.
In a good way.
It's Lewis Capaldi and Something in the Heavens. You're listening to Spin.
Are you on this side of TikTok with the kind of new food craze that's happening in Tala?
No, of course not.
Are you not? Okay. Nah. So there's this TikTok account called Salama Lama, right?
And Salama Lama, that's
right. Salama Lama, like yeah. And so, or Salama, I think it is, or Salama Lama, whatever it is. And basically, it's this like trailer in some place in Tala, and you go and you bring your own packet of crisps.
Yeah.
And so they cut it. They cut it sideways, and they so you give in your bag of crisps, and they put on like pulled pork and shawarma and chips and whatever else, and then you and they give you a fork, and you go around then with your bag of chips and your bag of crisps, and all there in the one. I was like, that's class. But the guy who does it runs a TikTok, rears like a camera on his chest, so you always see like the people coming in to order.
Ah, brilliant!
And he did a TikTok the other day where like two guards kind of walked up, and he was like, oh, God, you know what I mean?
Sketch.
Yeah, sketch. And then they were like, what's this? And they explained it, and everyone's like, this is class. It's just really kind of, I think, new idea.
Here's
like,
my question.
It could be a thing that's all over the world. I have no idea, but it seems like a new thing. It seems pretty cool.
Do they have, okay, if you don't get to the shop first, can you just buy crisps there? I presume.
I think they do like bags of potato and stuff like
imagine,
that.
Yeah.
But Callum, any more info?
I'm just watching. I've just gone onto their Instagram there. It's Salama Lama. And you go in with your crisps. So you, there's a guy with a big bag of hunky dories.
You can go in with hunky dories. I've seen someone go in with snacks.
Yeah.
Here's my question to you. What would you be going in with? Keeping in mind you could put shawarma on it, put crisps on it, a few like veg and whatever, and cheese. What have you got?
Cheese Doritos.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. I've seen that.
I'd say they'd be very pungent though.
Yeah, but
cheese.
Like very nachosy.
I would go for the plain Doritos.
Okay. Do you know what I'd go for?
Yeah.
Just because there's just a bit of crunch.
Rancheros.
Oh,
I know.
The only issue with them is because they're a corn base.
They are corn, yeah.
I'd say they'd go soggy.
I went to a restaurant once where they did like a Rancheros burger.
Oh,
yeah,
sexy.
So it was like a burger cooked
it's
in like Rancheros.
It's a soft crunch, yeah. My boyfriend Jack is from England, and it was introduced to a little Ranchero about 3 months ago, and there's Rancheros in my house ever since. He's absolutely obsessed with them.
I love that.
They're class.
Yeah.
I think Doritos for the win if you want to go.
This isn't. It's not a huge new craze because I've seen them in the UK and I've seen them, but it's the Jackie Potato fellas that do
it.
Yeah,
I've seen them as well.
So you can get like cheese and beans on crisps, which doesn't really work.
But also, can I just ask a question? You like surely the bag would melt? No.
No, because they're foil bags.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, no, it's all
class.
Good.
We'll have six
triplets. I just love it. Yeah, honestly, at Dublin 24 we go.
Whereabouts are they set up? You're not sure?
I think they're out in Tala.
Okay, nice one. Bring that on. Salama Lama.
Salama Lama.
Salama Lama. Sonny Federa now. This is Think About Us. It's Spin. 103.8. Dublin.
On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello. Good morning.
All right.
How are you?
How's everyone?
All the goss from Fiona's wedding coming after 8:30 this morning. For now, though, I would like to know who in this office has been bad-mouthing me, Dave, and Fiona.
Oh, no. Why? What's happened?
Well, something's gone wrong around here, Dave, and I'm concerned and I'm sorry to embarrass you on the airwaves, but I'm also embarrassing myself, obviously, and Fiona, and she's not even here, she's on her honeymoon. To shame a brand-new bride is shocking. A delivery was on my desk this morning addressed to Emma, Dave, and Fiona, right?
Okay.
The whole team. Within this delivery was a little Pure gift, right?
Okay.
Very kind. from a company called Bumbogue. Now, they're an Irish company, and I'm familiar with them because you might remember they were kind of... they were a big thing, especially during COVID, for their hand sanitizer. It was made with really good stuff. And you remember at the time when we were all absolutely doused in hand sanitizer? Our hands were in bits. Yeah, the smell off the stuff was rotten.
Their cheap stuff was
crap. Was nasty. Whereas they had this spray and it was quite luxurious. Ooh, and it was nice. Really effective, but it smelled really nice.
Okay.
Basically, their new product has arrived and it's called Poop Spray. So poop spray, there's a bottle addressed for me, a bottle addressed for you, and a bottle addressed for Fiona. Initially I saw it and went, is this some kind of fart spray that you spray and it like makes everything smell awful? But then I had to go straight to their website and look up what it means. This is apparently why I think people are talking about us, because we must believe in odours lying around here. It's apparently a must-have for home, office, or in your bag when you're out and about. Our poop spray is your new helpful companion.
I would never, ever, 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 ever buy something with the word poop on it.
Directions. Spray over the toilet water surface before the... Excuse me now, to you listen.
Before?
Before the drop. And in the air after, as needed. So the whole idea here is that if you're leaving stinkies around the place, this alleviates all of that. I want to know who's getting on to Bumbogue about us.
I want to know why they decided to call it poop spray. Because that does sound like it's a fart spray.
And I also want to know who is brave enough to do that kind of business in an office.
What do you mean?
Here, like...
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I'm not going to drive home.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin is on.
Tricky. Brand new week of this game. So it's all to play for, really. And Dave had a very interesting stat for us a few minutes ago that the Tricky 10 is only its third week on the show. And the winners, as in those who've topped the leaderboard so far, have always been the Monday player.
I wanted to say something and I was like, oh my God, it sounds so Trump. So I have to do it in a Trump accent, if you don't mind. People are loving this game. Loving it. A lot of people are saying, I'm not saying that. I like it. It's very good, but it's not. But yeah, I have asked people on nights out, I'm like, oh, what are your thoughts on the Tricky 10? They're like, I love it. I play along every day. Which is good to know. What?
Your market researching.
My market research is asking my mates.
Dave rocking around Jimmy Rabbit's.
To be fair, I would ask my mates, because my mates would be like, no, it's shy. Like, do you know what I mean? That's what they would say. But they're like, no, I like it. A lot of people are saying they like it. Fantastic.
On to give this a go this morning, kicking off a brand new week, is Linda. How are you?
All good. Happy.
Did you get up to anything exciting for the weekend?
Kept it nice and quiet.
Nice and quiet. And Linda, where are you right now?
In bed.
You're in bed. I was wondering. I thought you were in the office. I was like, oh, you're so quiet.
Oh, wow. Are you off today or are you working from home today?
No, getting ready for work.
Okay.
That'll be a while.
Well, listen, you have time. You take your time. This sounds fantastic.
What time does your alarm go off normally?
Oh, that's about 7:20.
Are you in the covers?
Oh, yeah.
Are you on the pillows?
Yes.
How many pillows?
Three.
You're sat up. You're in a hospital bed.
That's a bit of me. I have three pillows as well. I cuddle one and I sleep on two.
I love it.
What colour are the sheets, Linda?
Oh, this is a burgundy with a burgundy duvet cuddle.
That'd be a bit of me now. Very good, very good. Yes. Egyptian cotton, no doubt. Only the best for Linda.
Oh, absolutely. The best for Linda.
Only the best. Right, well, listen, welcome on into the Tricky 10 from the comfort of your own bed this morning, Linda. We are going to put 55 seconds on the clock and we're going to ask you those 10 questions. Each answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10 and that will not repeat, okay? So there won't be two answers of 8 or two answers of 7 or whatever. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so just have a tiny think before you throw an answer at us. And if you don't know the answer, naturally, again, just to say, they're all going to be a number between 1 and 10, so well worth giving it a guess. If you do top the leaderboard, you're going to win that gorgeous fuzzy charge snooty. Oh, that'd be lovely inside in the burgundy sheets.
Oh, that'd be too much now, I think.
No, lads.
Too much. This fuzzy charge snooty is when you get out of the bed and into the couch.
Not when winter is coming. So listen, it's a brand new week. Dave's taking on your questions. You're definitely going to go top of the leaderboard this morning. The very best of luck.
All right, Linda, here we go.
Our first bed player. Are we interested to see how this goes?
Yeah, I wonder, is it Matt maybe where the looks resides?
Are you
resides?
Better to be horizontal as taking on the Tricky 10?
I love it. Okay, Linda, I'm going to count you in. The Tricky 10 will start. Are you ready to play?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, start the clock. A hexagon has how many sides?
8.
The British Prime Minister lives in what number in Downing Street?
10.
Garth Brooks played how many nights in Croke Park in 2022?
5.
How many A's are there in the word aardvark?
Oh my God, I don't know. 4.
The American president is allowed to serve how many four-year terms?
2.
Complete the name of the American police comedy, Brooklyn Nine.
9.
Katie Taylor has won how many Olympic medals?
6.
Ringsend and Irish Town are in which Dublin postal district?
3.
How many Harry Potter films have there been?
7.
On a 24-hour clock, what hour would it be if it was showing 1900 hours?
7.
Stop the clock.
Stop the clock there. Woo! How do you think you got on, gal?
Brutal.
No, oh, do you think it was brutal? I don't think it was brutal at all.
A hexagon has 8 sides. I don't think so.
Joe, you know, we got off to a bad start, yeah, but that's okay. Let's find out how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
50%
is a pass.
Listen, we need to check, should you be horizontal or vertical taking on this game? And we've learned something this morning, so thank you for
don't
that.
Do it.
Let's walk through what you corrected yourself. Yes, a hexagon has 6 sides. You did say 8 there. How many A's are there in the word aardvark? You said 4. The answer there was 3. Katie Taylor has won how many Olympic medals? I think you said 6 or something. She actually just has the 1 gold from London in 2012, but has had huge success in other tournaments and competitions, of course. Ringsend and Irish Town.
It's 4.
It's actually 4, yeah. You said 3. You were very close. And how many Harry Potter films have there been? This is always a real toughie. You said 7. The answer was 8. It is 7 books, but the 8 films, because the final book was split into 2. So it's kind of a nasty one there. Listen, you're still in bed. You're already living.
You're already winning. You're already winning in my eyes. Linda, you're still top of the leaderboard. Well done. And 50% is definitely a pass. Have a fantastic day, Linda.
Take care. Thanks, William.
Good luck. Cheers, Linda. Bye bye. Bye-bye. Quick question.
Go on.
What the hell does aardvark mean?
It's an animal.
Yeah. Oh, what kind of animal?
It's like a... I want it... No, hold on.
It's like a big rodent.
I was going to say, is it like an... Is one of those things that rolls up?
No. Oh... No, that's an armadillo. But that's also a good question. Just to go back to the Katie Taylor question as well, because it does seem mad that she's only won 1 Olympic gold.
Well, she's a professional boxer, though.
Yeah, when you fight in the Olympics, you have to be an amateur.
Yes.
So she was young in her career, but yeah, only the 1 medal.
You're still young, Katie. Don't listen to him.
Yeah. okay, listen, Linda was a legend, obviously, but she did score... 5, and that's great, and I don't think I would have done much better myself. I'm not, no shade to Linda, but this is quite beatable is what I'm trying to say. Okay,
wow.
So if you want
bitch.
Linda was in bed.
There was no nice way of saying it, but I'm just trying to say that you
listen,
can really
Linda was too horizontal for this game.
If you want to take it on tomorrow, it's beatable. That's what I'm saying. Love you, Linda. 087-711-103. Throw us over the word tricky in a WhatsApp to take it on. Callum, why is your face?
Arthur, the animation, the kids' TV show, he was an aardvark.
Okay. Was he?
Yes.
Arthur the aardvark.
Yes. Oh,
he looks nothing
because
like
this. There
was
a song in the show where he was like, A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K.
I don't remember.
That's how I remember.
Now it finally makes sense why that question is in the tricky 10.
An aardvark looks like a kangaroo, but on all fours.
Okay.
That's the vibe.
Oh, we all learned something today.
Almost like a little hare.
Arthur didn't look like that.
No, Arthur did not. If you want to come and play.
Hey!
Oh.
In a world of work
and play.
Hey! And get along
with each other. Now. What
it's a
tune.
Wonderful kind of day.
Hey!
KDW!
I'm trying to figure out how to say this, right? Because I was just like, God, I could say this in a certain way, and then people would be like, yeah, we know. But then others would be like, ah, no, don't say that. But everyone on this show knows that I can be quite negative.
What?
No way.
I can be quite complainy.
I don't think you should be saying that about yourself. It's not fair. Don't talk about my friend like that. Don't be talking about my friend like that. No, it's not true.
That's the worst thing you've ever said to me. But I can be a bit complainy and, you know, oh, that's Dave. That's his character. No, no, that's not a character. That is genuinely me. And it was over the weekend where I had something so cool happen to me that I was like, I'm still the most complainy person and still moaning Myrtle.
Yeah.
My girlfriend has moved into a new apartment. Mm. The apartment has a cinema that you can rent for the night.
Now, it's one of those things, isn't it, that they're trying to justify robbing people so blind
yes.
in these apartment buildings that they're like, well, if you
want to put a big telly downstairs.
Yeah, you know, big telly downstairs, that's what you can do now. Now, we're going to charge you about €400 a month to park the car downstairs. Yeah. But you can go down to watch your film downstairs if you want. And if you want to work from home, we'll take you away from your tiny kitchen that we're charging next door and you can go to a room downstairs. That's why we're charging you all your wages.
That's fair enough. But I just think it's very cool. And I put it up on my Instagram and I was just like, you know, get you a girlfriend who has a cinema in her downstairs in her apartment.
The biggest thing I was excited about when I saw that is that you guys were in the cinema watching The Crown.
Yeah, we were just stuck on Netflix. It was
my
class.
Favorite.
It was so, so good. But I was sitting there and I was going, this is really cool. And people were texting me on Instagram going, what? Like, this is so good. My sister FaceTimed. She was like, you have a cinema in the apartment. Like, I was just like, yeah, listen, this is Dublin 4, baby. They do things a little differently over here. And so I was like, right, this is really, really cool. However, there were obviously some things that were annoying me. But I was sitting there on the couch, lying out, sprawled in the cinema, just me and Pippa. And I still had complaints. And I was like, just don't say anything. And I just wasn't able to.
You couldn't keep it in.
I couldn't.
No.
Like, it's like trying to ask a water not to be wet and a fire not to be hot. I have to complain. Right. I don't know what it is. And I'd love if anyone has any advice on how to stop complaining. Because I was bored listening to myself. I was like, oh, just shut up. You're so moany all the time. And it's the stupidest things.
What was bothering you? Come on.
There was a couple of things that were bothering me.
All
right,
come on.
One,
okay. You're in a safe space.
You'd lie. Right, so you'd sit on the couch like you would in the cinema, right? Mm. But you had nowhere to put your feet up. So you just had to sit on the couch. And I was like, right, okay, I'll take my shoes off and I'll lie horizontally on the couch. But basically what happens here in the cinema, there's like 8 couches in the cinema. Now, obviously, we rent it out for just ourselves. But you have the couch and then right beside the couch, there's no armrest. It's a table. So you have to lie back on the table. Now they have a cushion, which may as well be a cotton wool pad that you can rest your head on. Fine, grand.
Not very comfortable,
not
Dave.
Very comfortable.
I'd actually agree with you there now. You know, not very comfortable.
You walk in and you're like, oh, it's a bit bright in here for a cinema. I'll lower down the lights, right? The lowest setting is still insanely bright.
Mm.
And I said to reception, I said, any chance we can get? She said, no. There for emergencies. I was like, all right, okay, who am I?
It's just
to...
like the Omniplex wouldn't have that issue.
It
so
wouldn't.
Why is it here?
Just put it on an exit sign. So I lie down on the couch to watch The Crown and there's just a light in my eyes, like shining directly into my eyes. And I was like, oh, this isn't ideal.
That's a fair enough complaint.
But don't worry about it. It's fine. I'll get on with it.
We're in a private cinema in my girlfriend's new bougie apartment.
And then I was like, the straw that broke the camel's back. They had, and this is the most bizarre complaint I've ever had. I hate surround sound. I hate it. I was trying to fix it the whole night. It's like a tiny thing is wrong in my life and I'll have to fix it. Right, so we're watching The Crown, okay? And there was an episode where they were outside a lot. There was crowds or they were on the beach, right? So what the surround sound does is the voices, the audio from their voices comes from the screen.
Yeah.
Right?
But the
surround sound... As
seagulls.
In the surrounding of the scene comes from the surround sound speakers above you. So all I'm hearing while the Queen is talking is and and I was like, Pippa, we need to leave because we wouldn't get this upstairs on your tiny television.
Do you know what? I think hats off to you, but in the words of my 2-year-old nephew, Dave, you need to get a quip.
Get a quip.
You need to get a big whip. Here's Mal Smith. This is Stay. If you want to dance, it's very positive this
very
time.
Positive.
Very positive.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Loads of positivity there.
I love it.
Needed around here sometimes. Smith and Stay If You Want to Dance on Spin.
I was being a bit moany. I was saying my girlfriend Pippa has moved into a new apartment. The apartment block has a cinema room that we rented out on Saturday and I hated it. I was just like, the lights were shining in my eyes. It was too cold and then it was too warm. The couches weren't comfortable. The surround sound was doing my head in. As an ADHD person, I couldn't deal with it. So people saying I'm a bit moany, am I?
I'm not sure. Kaylee was in touch with a voice note.
Dave, problem solved. Buy Pippa a bigger TV for Christmas, like a 65-inch TV in the Black Friday sales coming up. I got one for €600, like new TV, and make her apartment the cinema, and then you have everything. You can turn off the lights, you'll be comfortable and you won't have surround sound, unless you buy your surround sound, but you know what I mean. So, yeah, problem solved. There you go. Present
let me tell you two reasons why that won't happen. One, Pippa doesn't want a big TV. And two, if I do get her a big TV, I'll be there all the time. She doesn't want that.
Okay, so let's talk about Fiona's wedding. Fiona is a married woman. She's not here. She's off on her honeymoon. I think they actually were leaving this morning. But look, it all went off without a hitch. This girl who was the biggest bride chiller in the world. I was concerned based on her seeming lack of organisation about, not seeming, her genuine lack of organisation about all this. Honestly, if you're getting married, listen back to shows on Spin about how disorganised Fiona was and make yourself feel better, because it was absolute perfection on the day. It was you wouldn't know that she barely had a dress.
But I think that's just her in like a nutshell. She like doesn't panic, and it just all ends. She's just good at what she does.
She's always like, it'll be grand.
She organises it well and she does it well. I never tell her that.
So
now.
Cool. She had her like reception in the back of Opium, which was class. It was like in the, what would you say, like a conservatory area.
Yeah.
Stunning. But look, before we went off to the wedding on Friday, we did make some predictions on the show just to kind of make the day even more fun, that we could look around and see if any of those things came true.
So, I know what's coming with this, and I'm not looking forward to it.
No, no. So the first one on the list was, how many times will I do my woo 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 woo?
There was at least seven, I'd say.
Across the whole day, because I was concerned there was going to be loads of moving elements that really were deserving of a woo woo woo.
There was at least seven at just the actual ceremony.
Mm, including kissing the bride, throwing a bouquet, the couple arriving at reception, the first dance. I predicted 15. I think it was less than that. I did try to hold it in, but there was times I just couldn't.
Already three.
That's Dave's girlfriend Pippa singing in the background as Dwayne and Fiona arrived into the ceremony.
And every time Emma did it, she made eye contact with me.
Yeah.
On purpose. She was like, I'm going to woo now.
There's another one.
Stare into your soul.
Yeah. I asked, how red would Dave go when his gorgeous girlfriend is doing the singing? Pippa was singing at the ceremony. No,
lads,
I can confirm he didn't go red.
I was just so proud of her. She was unbelievable.
She was class.
She was so, so good. And everyone was saying to me after the wedding, they were like, your girlfriend was a deadly singer.
Yeah, and you were like, I'm just going to be so cringe because everyone's going to be like, oh, she's amazing. I'm not able to cope. No, he was eating it up. He was like, yeah, she is amazing.
She's amazing.
Do you know she works for Whoop? She's a corporate girly. We did ask, would Callum wear his new screen glasses that he was prescribed about 3 weeks ago, that he should only wear to look at screens?
He said no.
For the whole day, he said, no, I'm not going to wear them. I don't need them. I'm not going to be looking at screens. You may be sure he was wearing them all day long.
Well, that was because on Thursday show, Dave said live on the radio, Callum, you look so much better with your glasses on. So if I'm going to have someone compliment me like that,
I've never seen you look better. I think you look honestly fantastic.
I have a girlfriend. Leave me alone.
So do I, and she sings.
I asked, would Dave and Callum watch football on their phones when they should be listening to speeches? There was obviously a Notts Forest game.
We did actually.
We watched Morgan Gibbs-White play for Nottingham Forest, miss a penalty during the speeches.
Yeah. It was awful because the penalty was taking a while to take, and I was like, oh, this looks so bad. Like, we're all just crowded around a phone watching the match. And I was like, if anyone goes, oh, what match are you watching? We go, Forest. They're going to go, oh, for God's sake.
I did ask, will I do an Irish exit?
I don't remember you saying goodbye.
Yeah, no, you did.
I said goodbye to you, Dave.
I was the one that was like, yeah, you can go.
I text Dave saying, can I leave now, do you think?
And I was like, yeah, you can go.
He said, I'll probably be 20 minutes after you.
Yeah.
And he was.
I was.
Look, it was a very long day, lads.
Very long day. Brilliant day.
And here's the big one. I asked on Friday, on Thursday show, before God's we went sake. Off to the wedding, I said, who will cry? And I straight away said, me. Like, I mean, I'm going to cry. It's our girl Fiona getting married to the love of her life for 10 years. She's having a baby. It's a beautiful day. Their dog Danish is going to be there. No, I can reveal on this morning's show, and I have video evidence that he won't let me
which is
post.
Being sent nowhere.
The person that cried quite intensely.
There's no way to happen.
During the ceremony, just based on love and romance and dedication to each other and lovely things, was David
He has a heart.
Listen, I told you, I cry at two things, and it's at happy movies and weddings.
And I swear to God, I have the video evidence. I kept filming him over my shoulder, sobbing into his handkerchief. David Hammond, bald crying.
It would have been
at Fiona and Dwayne's wedding.
It would have been much worse, by the way. It would have been much worse and much more crying if I just hadn't seen in the corner of my eye Emma being not very subtle with the phone trying to video me.
Keep it in.
No, don't you dare.
Will we put the video on Spin's Instagram? Do you want to see Dave crying at a wedding?
No, you don't.
Saw Revolut is 100 quid. We'll do it.
I'm not a pretty crier.
Congratulations, Fiona and Dwayne. Woo. It was such a great day. Olivia Dean and Man I Need on Spin.
Olivia Dean, the woman you are. Just 10 out of 10.
She's class.
What an amazing artist.
She and obviously the guy who was on before her, Somber, they've both been nominated for Best Newcomer in the Grammys.
I saw that. It's along with a couple other people, isn't there?
It's kind of quite a competitive category. Olivia Dean in there and Somber. Oh, Jesus. Alex Warren's in there as well.
Yeah, Lola Young as well.
Oh, man. Addison Rae. Nah, wouldn't be for me now.
No, Cat's Eye as well. I think Olivia Dean is the best artist to come out.
I think it's quite the tie up between herself and Somber. Somber have had such an amazing year.
Oh, I was going to say Alex Warren.
Oh, I wouldn't like to be the judges on that. Lola Young's had the one song that's been good and some others. Like, she's cool and all, but
she's
no,
kind of gone away now.
It
as
would
well.
Be Olivia, Somber, and
Alex Warren. It'd be tough to judge the category. Mm. It would be, in fairness, but you know,
I think
my
that's
winner.
Why we didn't get chosen win a big award this year, because it was just we were just
too hard.
Brilliant, too hard.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Yeah.
Like myself, you, and Fiona all went for award. They were like, oh, they're actually all so good.
Yeah,
can't pick a winner.
Yeah.
That's actually we have it. That's what happened.
That's it.
Let's go. David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey. Good morning. What's going on? I'm going to say something that I don't think many people are going to understand.
Okay, try me.
I'm so sick of seeing Sydney Sweeney's boobs. I unfollowed her on Instagram.
Did you?
And my explore page is still Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
The problem is, right, so basically, if you don't know, Sydney Sweeney, what was even the award show that she was at a couple of weeks ago where she wore that real sheer dress with her nipples?
Oh, she was up for some award for, was it feminism or something?
But I don't know, yeah. But basically, it was completely revealing, like her boobies were out.
You sound so old right now. You could see the nipples.
I mean, like, she looked amazing. And, like, it's not the first and it will not be the last time that, you know, boobs are exposed in a dress. Gorgeous. Do your thing, girl. If you feel confident, go for it.
There's the feminism in her.
No, but I'm serious. Like, that's been like Taylor's all the time. But the thing about it is she's got fantastic boobies. So even me, as someone who is like, oh, Sweeney, well, I might just have a little zoom in there because she's the girl's looking great. What you do now? You must wear a good bra at night time to keep them so perky. And then the problem is, once you've had a zoom, Instagram knows or Twitter knows you've had a zoom there. You obviously liked that. Here's loads more of Sydney.
The lads will know. If you want to see this, it's better to zoom out. Zooming in won't win.
What do you mean?
It's just something about it. Zooming in, you won't see anything. Zoom out, that's what you need to do.
I don't understand though, but you obviously...
Do you know what I mean, Callum?
I don't
he
know
does. He totally knows what I mean.
I don't know what he means.
087-711-103. You know what I mean. Hey, look. You know what I mean.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. Just a little bit of a warning. I know it's 8 minutes past nine. Kids are probably in school. But I just want to talk for a minute about condoms. Or I'll say Johnnies, because probably kids don't know what Johnny is.
They'll just be talking about the two lads.
Exactly. The two Johnnies.
Let's just talk about the two Johnnies for a minute.
I've given you your warning, okay, before you start giving out to me. I'm a person who thinks everyone all the time is trying to scam him. And so whenever I get a phone call or a text, I'm always like, betcha that's a scam.
Do you know what's dodgy as well at the moment, which is really confusing? You get that kind of flag on likely scam on now real on genuine phone, messages yeah. as well. The pharmacy was like, your prescription's due for pickup, but it was like likely scam. I was like, no, that's just the pharmacy. I think
my therapist was like, hey, you still on for tomorrow at one? I'm like,
likely scam.
Likely a scam. Yeah. So I think everything's a scam, right? Mm-hmm. But
I don't mind that because I lean in because I'm like, what's the worst that can happen? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
So unless you're giving out your IBAN, you should be okay.
Exactly, you should be fine. So say, for example, when a scammer rings me and I realise it's a scam, I'll still talk to them because I'm really interested to see what they would do to me if I was thick. Do you know what I mean? So I get this message off a company from Japan. Okay, they say they're Japan's premium ultra thin condom brand. Right. They call themselves Sagami.
Oh, right.
So Sagami. Okay. And they were like, the whole point of this, it's 0.01 millimeter thin.
Right.
Right.
That's thin.
They say we've been producing these since 1934 and we'd like to send you some.
And did you get this message on Instagram?
On Instagram.
And you don't follow this condom company?
Don't follow this condom company. They don't follow me. And okay. I was just like, okay. This is a scam. Somehow, let's play along. Do you know what I mean? Because I was like, why are they reaching out to me? I'm not an influencer or anything like that. I do not have a lot of followers. I've not, you know, I don't do branded content or anything like that. So I was like, why are they reaching out to me from Japan? But anyway, I went along with it. And I sent them the address of our work building.
Yeah.
Not of my own home address or whatever. And they're like, yeah, cool. Give us your number as well. And I'm like, ah, number.
Here we go.
So I said it was 087-711-1038. Which is the
number.
Spin 1038 okay, number. So if they try to ring us, they'll get
don't
through to us.
Don't bring me down, bring down my company.
So they kind of chat about that and they say, right, Grand, you know, we'll send you the thing. I'm like, yeah, good luck. No, you won't. Not a chance. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, they send me another message a couple of, like a month later. They say, hey, the delivery is sent, whatever. And I was like, okay, good luck. I'm not getting anything. They're definitely going to just try and scam the phone number or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, then in the post a couple of days later, a couple of weeks later, I get from Unpost like an official custom charge note. And they're like, hey, you need to pay for the customs charge. And I'm like, I send this back to the company. And I'm like, they're saying I need to pay this. I'm not paying for it.
Nah, forget about it. I don't want your condoms, lad.
So Unpost says, oh, you have until this date to pay it, right? So I sent it to them. It was a month later. The day before it was about to be out of date that Unpost would have sent it back to Japan, the company paid it. They paid 15 quid.
Oh my God, they really want you to have their johnnies.
They really, really, really want me to have these
Why
johnnies.
Why do they want you to have their johnnies so much?
So then the other day, this package arrives for me, Sagami. I open it up. There's two boxes of condoms.
No way.
One has a big sticker with L on it for large.
Oh my God.
It's like,
stop.
Not needed, don't worry. not necessary. So thank you to them. Anyway, so they were like, hey, did you get the package? I was like, hey guys. Like, yeah, I did. Thank you so much. I was like, I wasn't expecting this. And he said, yeah, can you take a photo of it? Tag Sagami on your Instagram and let your followers know that you can buy Sagami on Amazon. And I was like, I don't want to do that.
I don't really think I want to go on my Instagram story.
I'd be like, here,
get a load of your condoms.
Get these 0.01 millimeter thin condoms.
Can I just have a second?
Amazon.
Just for a second, right? Okay. Sagami, fair play and all. Like, that sound. What do you expect him to do?
I don't want
him. Do you want him to come on the radio and go, Jesus, those condoms are great, lads.
I'd much rather talk to it on, say it on the radio than I would on my own Instagram.
I'm sorry. You need to. You can't exactly go reviewing condoms.
Yeah, exactly.
On the show. How would your lovely girlfriend feel about
that? I have no idea.
Ah, that was great. Now they're very thin. They are. They're
We'd have to get married
are.
First, you know. No,
exactly. You're not even in a position to review them.
So yeah, that was the whole thing. 0.01 millimeter, and I feel like I've given them enough of a shout out. Now you can get them on Amazon.
Or just, do you want to send them out to people?
Just send me your address.
I tell you what, right?
Instead of cinema passes, we got 0.01 millimeter condoms.
And especially what we have is those for the large size, because Dave doesn't need them.
Yeah, they're huge. Like, they're big enough for your leg.
If you
I don't want to hear lads be like, oh, I can't wear them now because, you know, they're too small.
No.
They can fit on my car.
If you want one of Dave's car-sized condoms, give us a shout on 0877.
0.01 millimeter thick.
Recharged.
This is the week.
This is the big
Counting
week.
Down the week. Yeah. What are we, 6 days away?
6 days away until I have my very first boxing match. It's all happening in Leopardstown on Saturday night. I actually can't believe this is happening. If you're not familiar with this storyline, essentially I've done like boxer-size fitness with a gang called Heaton Boxing Academy. I'm going to say for what, year and a half now maybe? Just literally for working out, completely non-contact, really good workout, bit of crack, good tunes, etc. And then what they do is every now and again, they offer the opportunity, if people have like a bucket list thing where they'd like to actually do a boxing fight or a boxing match or whatever, they offer these training camps for that. And I don't know how I got myself convinced to do it, but I have been doing it. And this is week 10 of 10.
I've known you for however many years I've known you, like over like 7-8 years. And I've never felt like this was something that you were going to do.
No.
And then you started the boxing thing for fitness. And then they asked you to do this and you were so nervous, but you still said yes. And I was very proud of you because I was like, usually I know Emma from what I know before would have been like, no, straight up not
100%
happening.
100% no. But I guess that's kind of testament to like, you know that no... Okay, yeah. You. I mean, it's
you're
a,
not gonna
it's a
get,
boxing
you're
fire,
not
right?
going to get a bloody nose. Like
you might get a bit... Like, that might happen if you get caught in the nose. But, like, no one's going to be allowed to get a broken rib.
No hitting Emma Nolan in the nose.
Her nose bleeds very easily.
She does.
She always gets nosebleeds on the show. No, but, like, I mean, there's people in the ring. It's not like you're going at it for an Olympic medal. Like, they're going to
stop
you.
How many rounds?
There's 3 rounds.
How many minutes a round?
And 2 minutes per round. So
okay.
I think it's going to be all right in the sense that I was asking one of the girls who in the classes, she's done it before. Because obviously you want to kind of have a bit of a night out after. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's the crack? Like, do you go and get a shower? Like, because I know they have a hotel room for people to have like a shower if they want to. She was like, I didn't even bother because like, just a bit of dry shampoo. You're not even throwing up out that much of a sweat because basically, for example, I was doing a training session the other day with one of the coaches, Robbie, mm-hmm. and we were sparring away, doing whatever. And then he just kind of said, okay, just so you know, that's 6 minutes what you just did.
No way.
And basically when you're doing the training, you could be doing this for 45 minutes
okay.
and then you're absolutely hanging, obviously, and you're dripping in sweat.
Yeah, of course.
It's quick enough
that
on the night.
That is really interesting.
It's more so that the workout comes from the training than
this is
on the night.
So cool, by the way, because I don't give Emma Nolan compliments easily, but she was honestly fantastic when I went to just have a look at the class. And she was like, the way I could only kind of describe it was like a Beyblade or something. Like, it was she was spinning around. She was so quick. She knew exactly where to be in the ring. It was so impressive.
Thank you. Thank you. But here's the thing. I thought this whole time, and how many times have I said this on the show? I don't care if I lose. I just want to show a bit of skill on the night.
Don't go into it like that.
No, I want to win.
Yeah.
I want to win good. The problem is, there's so many people bloody coming to this now.
Yeah.
Callum's coming, Fiona's coming. Fiona's coming back from her honeymoon and she better not be coming home early from her honeymoon. But I wouldn't
put
her
past her.
Pretty
sure she's coming home specifically from her honeymoon for this boxing.
My God, I mean, if I lose and just doing that, you're coming. My parents are coming from Waterford. My boyfriend Jack's also doing it. I really want him to win too. He's got family coming from bloody England. People have booked flights
when's
for this.
When's he on?
That's the thing.
Because you're on like second, aren't you?
Well, no. I don't know where you got that from, I wish. We will find out tonight
training. Why did I think you were on second?
Because you're trying to wish that into existence.
I am.
Because you
so
want
I can
to
go home. My friends are going out. Can I go watch the match and then leave? There's rugby on.
The thing
what
about
time it, does it start?
Basically, we all have to be there at 5 o'clock on Saturday for more medicals.
Okay.
Ooh. And then the first fight is on the button, I think, at 6:30 or 7.
Very cool.
Seven. So doors are 6:30 for you guys.
Right, okay. Yeah. And how many fights are there? How many matches?
I'm going to say it's probably 16 or 17.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's going to go on quite late.
God, you'd want to be into boxing, which I am, to be fair. You'd want to be into boxing to go to this.
Well, like I could be on at 10 p.m.
Right. Great.
Well, I'll find out tonight.
Great.
I'll find out tonight. Okay.
Let me know. Yeah. Fine. And will there be knockouts? Like, do you know, will some rounds only go to, like, will some matches only go to 2 rounds?
Potentially.
Like, are you coming in going, I'm going to knock them out in the first round?
Oh, I wouldn't do that to my girl, but
already with the losing attitude.
No! I just want to show a bit of skill.
My mom did this in a Wright's venue like years ago, and it was a big fight night. It was she did a boxing thing, and I remember as soon as she hit her one, she was like, "Oh, sorry,
yeah, sorry," about
and
that.
Then lost the fight because she was just your one was like, "Oh, I'm gonna get you for that." Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, right, okay.
Because mom hit her in the nose by accident. Or like, even though that's what you're meant to do.
I know. It's a weird one because you develop such a good friendship with the person all the way through. But anyway, if it's all on and I have to get that mind frame as well, I suppose. But I am at the moment being like, sorry, babe, you okay? You're
yeah.
okay there. Okay,
ready to keep going?
The other thing is, you listening, you chose the walkout song for me on Saturday and I hated it at
it's
the beginning.
So good.
But I was actually chatting to some of the trainers at Heaton and they were saying, no, this is great because it's a bit of a light relief.
Yeah, it's
do you know, if you're coming out being like,
yeah.
whatever, but
too
this
much pressure.
Is what you chose for me. I gotta get my head in the game. The whole thing about boxing as well is, and I've learned this, there's obviously so many things to remember, but your feet movements have to be so small.
Right.
You make these tiny little foot movements. When you're taking a step back to avoid a punch, you're not leaping back because then you'll lose your balance. It's this tiny steps. And Robbie was saying in the class for the day, that's a great song to practice your steps to the beat. So it's just tiny little steps.
No way.
Get your head in the game. You got to
get your head in the game. That is class. I love it.
Really well.
So that's why we chose it. It was technically good.
And it works because they're bouncing a ball in high school musical. It's basketball.
Mm.
Whereas in training, sometimes they make you take a step to bouncing a tennis ball. So you're trying to step around that because it's that tiny movement.
Anyone who's ever boxed before is loving this.
But basically,
and that's it.
Around the corner in the next few minutes, we want to get you sorted. Kindly, the lads at Heden Boxing Academy have given us some great prizes so you can do some boxing as well.
Nice.
For free, and a startup kit with your gloves and everything as well.
Oh, so that's cool.
Going to tell you how you can win that in a few minutes' time. I reckon Dave will be there in no time. He came out and did a bit of boxing a couple of weeks ago and he was very good. He was very good. He was.
No, my face is my moneymaker.
This weekend I'm taking on my first boxing match, and with that in mind, I've been doing all this with Heden Boxing Academy. They were set up essentially so that everyone of all ages can experience the amazing benefits of boxing fitness. And just to note again, all these classes are completely non-contact.
Yeah, I know. I really like this. And do you know what? Because it seems like something, it has always been something I've wanted to do, but it seems like it would be intimidating until you go, because I went and had a look at your class and I was like, this is great crack.
Everyone
is in
so
good
sad.
Form. It wasn't in like a big boxing ring, which I was expecting.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I was expecting to go in and it'd be like a full-blown ring and people shouting at each other.
No.
It's none of that. It's so sound. Everyone is so, so cool. So this is really, really cool. And what they're giving away is deadly as well.
So boxing is the ultimate way to burn calories. Trust me, it's amazing. I can't even start doing a bit of a star jump before I go right into the Apple Watch. We're doing a bit of boxing now. And when you see like the amount of calories that you burn, it's brilliant. It's really fun. As I say, the tunes are pumping and everyone's really nice in there. Loads of friendships and stuff made in the classes. You learn a great skill and it's great for stress release as well.
So they got boxing gloves, hand wraps and 10 boxing fitness class credits to give away.
Yeah.
And basically we asked you to give Emma a bit of praise for doing this. But what I'm looking for here is, you know, I want you to be like, Emma, you're going to be the baddest bee. Floyd who? Yeah. Katie who? Yeah, it's all about Emma Nola. Emma Nola, she got this. I want someone to come hard in and go, do you know what? You're the baddest bee in town. If you got this, absolutely sword. Knock that person dead out. That's the kind of vibe I want.
Bit of encouragement, I'm saying. You know, send me some positive affirmations ahead of Saturday. Well, this is our winner this morning. It's Lydia. Let's see what she's got to say.
Emma, I am sitting on my own in the car and I'm still so awkward sending this voice note, but you are absolutely going to smash this match in 6 days' time.
Woo!
I am rooting for you. I don't know you personally, but I have followed your journey, so I feel like I do now. You're going to absolutely kill it. I'm so excited for your song coming out. Yeah, get it, girl.
Oh, sorry, that was much nicer than I expected. That was quite wholesome.
That was way too nice.
That was really lovely.
Was way too nice.
Actually, that was very kind. Lydia, thank you so much. Yay!
Right, fine. Give it to her then. Give it to her.
You're so nice. You'll fit in really well at those boxing classes. Everyone else is really lovely in there as well. You have won yourself boxing gloves, hand wraps, and 10 boxing fitness class credits with Heden Boxing Academy. And you can go to any of their gyms. They have 5 studios all in South Dublin, Sandyford, Churchtown, Ballsbridge, Grand Canal Dock, and Leopardstown.
Can we make sure we never ever give away competition again by having someone voice note in to tell Emma how great she is?
Can we do it again tomorrow?
Never.
No!
Please!
A text win if you want.
Another chance for you to win with Heden Boxing Academy tomorrow morning on the show after 8.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Hi guys, how are you getting on? This is the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. Fiona's on her honeymoon, so I have something to tell you this morning.
Oh good, what have you got?
I do. Things have really changed in my world. My Ticketmaster history is something that I always find kind of impressive. Do you only look back at past gigs and go, that was great? It's a good little way to relive the memories. And what date did we go to that? Oh, I'll just check my Ticketmaster or whatever. And it's kind of fun on the Ticketmaster app. You can see what's coming up when. I've Amble in
Didn't
the Three
they get
Arena.
A new app though, and you had to like change over the app or something?
You did have to change it over, but
it still has your old stuff.
It still has your history and stuff,
okay,
if it's
cool.
The same email, I think. But yeah, like looking forward to like Amble, for example, Three Arena in December. Anyway, Christmas is coming, whether we like it or not. And I just don't want to leave things last minute this year, especially when there's 2 kids to consider, my niece and my nephew. And I was talking to my little nephew yesterday. His name is Will. And he is 2.5. And I said, what do you want for Christmas? And he said, a racing car. And I was like, you have like so many of them.
Did he actually say a racing car?
It's a racing car.
That is the most like 1970s boy I've ever heard.
He was like, a blue one or a red one, I don't mind. I said, right, okay, is there anything else? Because like, you have loads of them. And he was like, anything. And this is the other side of it, because he's racing cars and Peppa Pig.
Oh, nice.
Those are his two personality traits at the moment, racing cars and Peppa Pig. So I was like, what could I get him? Like a jigsaw or something grand. Then I had a little look online.
Isn't it mad how Peppa Pig is still a thing?
So big.
Still very much proud. I thought it'd be like Coco Melon or something.
And she's such a diva, Peppa.
Yeah,
she is. Probably, she's bold.
My mum had to ban my sister from watching Peppa Pig. Because she was getting an attitude.
You get real... a bit of an attitude is right. Real narky. Anyway, so on my Ticketmaster app this morning, the gig I have coming up is next May in the Olympia Theatre, and it's Peppa Pig's big family day out.
Unreal. Don't bring Will, bring me.
Well, I actually got a few tickets because I was like, I don't know. Like, Florence, I think, will probably be a bit too cool by then, but I gave her an option. And I was like, I don't know, I'll resell them or something.
I remember going to, like, Disney on Ice, and, like, I think it was, like, the RDS when I was, like, 5 or 6 or something. And it was still class.
I remember going to see Barney live.
Yes, I saw Barney as well.
And it was on. He kept coming out at random stalls. You'd be like, ah!
Huge.
It was huge.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.